afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Ifis first quarter 2018 financial results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giovanni Bossi, Chief Executive Officer of Banca Ifis. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody. The Board of Directors of Banca Ifis this morning approved the first quarter of 2018 results. The results are good. The some highlights. The net banking income is at 139 million euro. It is plus 35%, more or less. This is due to the strong contribution of the NPL business unit. You know that we are active in the NPL business on the other side of the traditional side in which a traditional bank is involved. So we buy and manage NPL. And with a double-digit growth in the enterprise segment, and this is another good point for this first quarter. The, as regards the net banking income, that's some highlights on the net banking income. As regards the net profit is near 38 million euro, 37.9. And this is up 16%, near 16% in respect of the first quarter 2017. Another point is the cost of credit, that is 73 basis points. Of course, the cost of credit is calculated only on the enterprise's loan. All these results, together with some regulatory indicators calculated at the Banca Ifis level. The total own fund ratio is near 21%, and the common equity tier 1, that is 15.5%. Allow me to say that Banca Ifis is really well positioned to grab any opportunities that could arise in a challenging environment in which we are working today. Of course, we expect to play a role in the consolidation of the small financial institution environment in Italy, but this is possible only if you have a good liquidity, of course, and we have it, a good position in terms of equity, and good knowledge, good ideas, good management, good staff to perform at best all our activities. Just a remark on the two main areas on which we are involved. As regards the NPLs, I can say that the environment is challenging. You know that prices are growing, but at the same time, we demonstrated in this quarter to have the capability to realize profit, improving our capability to better work on the portfolios. The same on the enterprises, where the increase in the net banking income is a good point that we will explain in some minutes, the dynamics of which we will explain to you in some minutes. Now, Mara, I leave you the floor to Mara Di Giorgio for some further remarks on the results.
Okay. Hi. Sorry for having postponed this call. First of all, I would like to start saying sorry for on behalf of all the management of Banca IFIS. Trying to summarize the results, we need to focus on what really explains these results. First of all, you can see even on the press release that probably you have already downloaded and read on the website that the segment reports are different starting from 2018 compared with 2017. Okay, and the reason why is because the reason why we have adopted this kind of segment from starting from now is because we want to represent in the way in which the company, the bank is managed, the results, the data. So we have two focus in our daily activity and in our research strategy to develop our presence and our lending capacity to enterprises on one side, and on the other, we want to create a value and to become the private asset management company of the country. So these two areas are the only areas where we are focused. There are some one-off impacts, okay, that needs to be understood really for better analyzing the trends represented in the first quarter, and according to the new valuation risk model for part of the portfolio, we will go deeply, in more details in the following slides. Anyway, that kind of adoption and evolution of the valuation risk model on NPL, on part of NPL, gave us a positive total impact either on the net banking income as well as one-off costs that needs to be really put aside from the total cost represented in this first quarter and not forecasted for the coming quarters. Overall, I would say that the net profit of the quarter is absolutely in line with the expected net profit for the year, so we are absolutely in line with that, and that we have in this representation of the data try to make clear also the impact of the first time adoption of the IFRS 9. It's not important for the time being in terms of numbers, but it's absolutely important in terms of strategy, the acquisition of Capital Fin, for the first time consolidated in these numbers. I said it's not important really in terms of impact on total consolidated numbers, but again, important in terms of future strategy of improving collection for the NPL area and not only. And we are working also on constantly and coherently with what we said on the new funding structure. And in April, as you may know, we have issued a bond, okay, of 300 million euros, trying to balance better, let's say, the retail funding with the institutional funding. Okay, so our aim in the strategic plan is to go close to 50% of the funding of the bank, total funding of the bank coming from retail, and 50% from a flexible sources and diversified sources. Okay, going to slide number 4, where margins, we are outlining the margins already. Mr. Bossi, the CEO, said that we have reached 139 million euros of net banking income, up by 34.6%, and this net banking income by segment, okay, is composed 56%, that's just a little bit more than half from enterprises, and just a little bit less than half by the NPL area. One thing needs to be mentioned, okay, in the numbers reported on the right side, on the table, on the right side. You see that enterprises and net banking income grew by 10.9%. On the other side, we have a minus 1% at the level of net profit from financial activities. The reason why is linked really to the provisions influenced last year results. This year, totally enterprises provisions were minus 11 million as compared to minus 2.6 negative number last year, which result was composed by the release of some plus value, okay, after, let's say, the first acquisition, the first month of, from the acquisition of Interbanca. So last year we had a net number coming from positive numbers and negative numbers. This year we have just provisions according to the different subsegments areas that are consolidated. So trade receivables, corporate banking and leasing. This is important. By the way, you will see in the last slide, but the cost of credit, according to these provisions, at the end of the first quarter 2018 is 73 basis points. That, from the accounting point of view, needs to be compared with 31 basis points. But again, if we restate, so we take out the released value last year in the quarter, we had 89 basis points, again, that has to be compared with 73. So, again, from the, let's say, managing operations from the different business, I would point out that cost of credit has improved on one side. On the other, please have in mind that in our strategic plan, we said that totally for the enterprises, 100 basis points is a level, sustainable level for the future. Okay. Going to slide five, page five, okay, we try to give you a comparison with the areas that are composing really the enterprises. So trade receivables, corporate banking and leasing. Due to the cross-selling activities that we have put in place, mainly for that reason, we have consolidated together in the same network, commercial network, the possibility to sell either the factoring and the medium lending term, the medium long term lending. For this reason, from this quarter, we are representing trade receivables as the sum of either factoring and medium long term lending. Okay. So again, the way in which we have represented to give you the right comparison and the possibility to understand the trends is in these slides. On the left side, the numbers that come out from the profit and loss account. On the right side, the like for like comparisons. Okay. Turnover. Clients outstanding in this sector, trade receivables, grew from, let's say, 3% number of clients, turnover, again, 2%, outstanding, 2%, so all positive numbers. In terms of loans, we need to point out that in trade receivables there is a seasonality, okay? Every first quarter of every single year, we are down as compared to the end of the year. So even this year, for this reason, let's say, even this year, the total like-for-like lending is down by 5.1%. In terms of net banking income, I would point out the growth of 5.5%. If we see just factoring that all of you had in mind, let's say that starting from the first quarter, we started to accelerate our growth, it's the case also for this particular quarter, so 2018, where trade receivables was up by 5.5%. Net profit from financial activity, like for like, was up 1.4%, and again, here it's included medium long-term lending and provisions. In terms of corporate banking, again, corporate banking last year had in the numbers included the medium long-term that this year is not anymore. And according to the acquisition of Interbanca and the PPA, the reversal of the PPA. Reversal of the PPA on the total profit and loss account this year has an impact of 22 million euro as compared to the last quarter 2017, in which the impact was 23, so just a little bit lower. And out of the 22, 20.4 are really included in the corporate banking. Said that, customer loans grew. The important thing is, as we already said from the strategic plan, we are really erogating new loans, and in this quarter, 95 million were erogated. And outstanding loans of around 700 million euro grew by 9%. Net banking income of this area, which again includes PPA, reversal of the PPA, grew by 14.7%, and a positive number also on net profit from financial activity. Going to slide page seven, leasing. Leasing is very, let's say, well, first of all, I needed to explain you that since the acquisition time, we were including in leasing what we have found really consolidated in this area since the acquisition. That was leasing operations plus a small portfolio of real estate mortgage and a small portfolio of
Salary-backed loans. Salary-backed loans.
Salary-backed loans. We have cleaned up, let's say, this sector, leaving only leasing operations, And from the first quarter 2018, these operations are consolidated for the time being in governance and services sector. So looking just at the operative leasing and at the financial leasing, like for like, net banking income grew by 31%. Absolutely a great number, achieved mainly in the equipment leasing, in erogating equipment leasing. And for this reason, either market share and volumes and clients grew during this quarter. Net profit from financial activity, has to be pointed out that in this number from first quarter 2018, no reversal of PPA included. Provisions were a little bit up as compared to the previous quarter 2017, and the amount was 2.5 million euro. The cost of credit, was 74 basis points. Like-for-like comparison at this level of the leasing is a good trend, double-digit growth again, 11.5%. Now, tax receivables, is a very small business. As you know, it remains a very important profitable business as well, small but good, where the cash of the business is quite abundant, and that makes the gross book value of this sector decreasing. Nothing more than that. Okay, let's go to the NPL area. I hope that everyone appreciates the great effort that the bank has done during these first 3 months in achieving best disclosure, okay, on the segment. First of all, let's go to page 9, and you see that we are giving for the first time to the market the ERC 15 years. Main part of that is 1.8 billion. So according to the net book value of 832 million euro at the end of the first quarter 2018, the ERC for the 15 years, for the coming 15 years, is 1.8 billion. I think that everyone knows what ERC is, and I can tell you that the main part of the ERC, of course, is expected to occur in the first 10 years. Okay. Gross book value is 13 billion. Total position is 1.5 with an average ticket of 8,000 euros. Going to page 10. Okay, here we can see that in the first quarter we have not purchased really too much, okay, and the reason why is because in the market banks are mainly working on the GACS compliant assets, okay, so operations are devoted to the setup of GACS compliant that was extended to September 2018. And that's the reason why the same people, let's say, cannot work also on other trades. By the way, the number of trades in the first quarter 2018 were very, apart from the GACS compliance, let's say, areas, were very, very few. On the other hand, the what we represent on the right side is the net book value on gross book value, which you can see, okay, that yes, it has increased a little bit, but not as, let's say, someone is speculating in the market. By the way, we are able, okay, to work either on the primary market and on the secondary market. That's very important. That gives us the flexibility to choose the best portfolios for us, okay, according to the ability to transform those portfolios and those positions from NPLs to reperforming assets paid with installments in 10, 15 years. And that makes us maximizing the value of those portfolios in terms of cash. And that's the reason why, okay, we can either afford, let's say, very important, let's say, recovery rates. We can, sustain very important recovery rates, as well as working with no pressure, okay, with the existing portfolios and not being rushed for buying whatever it happens, whatever portfolio goes into the market. So we, in this moment, we do prefer, according to what we see, a position that is wait and see, even if we are active and we are analyzing all projects, but we are not available to buy portfolios at any price. We need, okay, to achieve according to our effort, to our channels of collection, of transformation, really, the internal rate of returns that we have in mind. And you can see, let's say, that on the right side of this slide, that the cash collected by quarter, in the first quarter, for example, of the 3 years, is absolutely a number that gives confidence to everyone. The same thing if you see the year and quarter cash collected during the years. It's true that the gross book value has increased, not so much from last year to this year, okay, but at the same time the cash collected is really progressively increasing. Due to our unique business model anyway. Said that, okay, in page 11 we see the 65.1 million euro of margin, net banking income as well as net profit from financial activities, okay, that is also impacted by the first adoption, as we said, of the risk value model on a tranche of legal position. For understanding better what happened, okay, we go to slide page 12, where we have segmented the portfolio, the NPL portfolio. You see immediately, okay, that in the area that we call legal recovery department, okay, we have added a line, a row, that is called judicial ongoing workout. What we try to distinguish here as compared to the last representation year-end is the value of the positions that are not in staging anymore, staging for the judicial workout, okay, but have already started the process and goes through the process for achieving the level of order of assignment. So according to the process, to the steps, the value, of course, is different. And this is something that for giving, let's say, an appraisal, evaluation from the risk model, we needed to collect an historical data. So after 3 years of historical data, we have started this year to represent based on the data, to represent the value. That's, let's say, the 20% book value on NPL line, where we have put 52 million euro of net book value and represents 257 million of gross portfolio. Another thing that we have tried to represent in the segmentation is the difference between contribution of profit and loss account and cash. You see that is not correlated, the contribution of profit and loss account and cash. Cash comes mainly from prejudicial payment plans, that is the first line, okay, and order of assignment in the second line. Of course, there are cases in which transactions could be closed before, okay, the order of assignment on a call of the debtor, and that's the reason why we have also 6 million euro in the other line and 3 million euro in the process at least one time line. But you see that according to our business model, only when a position goes from the stage, let's say, of from NPL to a stage of reperforming assets, starts to give, let's say, us cash back. Okay, page 13. Here we want to represent the operating expenses, two main areas in the operating expenses, personal expenses and other administrative expenses. Personal expenses goes with the new hiring of resources occurred during the first quarter, which grew by 13%, and personal expenses grew by 11%, and that takes into consideration also the consolidation of Capital Fin people, colleagues, okay. And on the other side, we have administrative expenses, which grew, in a very visible way as compared to the first quarter 2017. Please take into consideration, as said at the beginning that the release of the new valuation coming from the risk model on the judicial part of the NPL goes with the one-off 9 million euro of administrative expenses, okay, that goes with the let's say the cash, okay, of the or from with the value, the release of the value at the banking income line. Okay, so that just to summarize the P&L account, the net profit grew by 15.8% to 37.9 million. Okay, and in this slide, page 14, you see the let's say different items that we have already discussed. Now I give the floor to Maria Cristina Calmino, CFO, for commenting on the balance sheet asset structure, page 15.
Good afternoon to everybody. As you can see at slide 15, we highlight on the main financial statement account. For that concern, the loans to customer, the amount is 6.4 billion euro with a growth of 1% with reference to the previous year, 2017. The segment, as discussed before by Mara Di Giorgio, are represented at the right side of the slide, and it's for 5.3 billion by enterprises loans, 1831 million for an NPL and 2052 million from GS segment. For that concern, the enterprise segment, it was already discussed by Mara, both for the area NPL. For that concern, the GNS area, this area shows an increase from around 140 million due to the first consolidation of Capital Fin, the new acquisition made by Banca IS in the month of February 2018, and the contribute of this new subsidiary is really small, more or less 8 million of exposure. Both in this segment are included around 50 million of performing loans deriving from the acquisition of NPL portfolio made by NPL area in the ordinary activity of acquisition. For that concern, the financial asset, the amount is around 600 million, and the composition that you can show, that you can see, is shown with the application of the new classification provided by Bank of Italy and IFRS 9. In this case, we have 35 million of held for trades, that is the old name under IAS 39, in which the valuation is fair value to profit and loss. Around 150 million of activity at fair value through profit and loss, and around 453 million of financial activity at fair value through OCI. This is the result, as I already said, of the classification under IFRS 9. We described in our quarterly report the application that the bank made of this principle in terms of classification, measurement, and ACL, so impairment. For that concern, the due from banks, it represents the reserve of liquidity in Bank of Italy, and this is a buffer for the ongoing activity of the bank. The other asset show a growth of 3.4% in respect to the previous year, and are mainly represented from fiscal assets. You can find the drawdown between current tax and DTA assets. For that concern, the DTA assets, the amount exposed include around 100 million of DTA on loss carry forward that have an effect, a negative effect on the calculation of the ratio that we expect it to be reduced during this year for the utilization that we shall do in the future. If you go to the following slide 16, you can try the asset quality and the trend for the different segments. We are exposing this slide the asset quality of the segment enterprise between performing and non-performing, between performing and impaired loans. One important thing concerns the comparability of the data exposed, because the data refer to the previous year, 2017, as you know, are under IAS 39. The data and in exposed for the first Q 2018 are under IFRS 9, so the comparability is just a bit difficult. For that concern, the drill down of the net NPE, on the right side of the slide, you can see the bad loans that are in line with the previous year, and a reduction in the unlikely to payment exposure, in part for a classification to fair value under IFRS 9, sorry, for the exposure that have a negative result to the SPPI test, partially compensated by a deterioration of the portfolio under ordinary business conditions. For that concern, the past due exposure, the increase from last year from 114 to 120 is mainly attributable to the trade receivable segment as part of the business, as we said also in the past. Below in the slide, you can find the coverage of the bad loans, NPL coverage here in the slide, that is aligned to the previous year, and the cost of credit already disclosed by Mara in before. For that concern, 2018, it 73 bits for compared with final 2017 at 31 bits. If we go to the slide 17 about the funding structure, the bank has continued in the first Q 2018 the reshuffle activity of the funding source with a reduction of the retail funding from 6.5% to 6.3%, and an increase of the amount of the funding related to debt security. And the end of the April 2018, as you know, we issued a senior unsecured bond preferred for 300 million. In the last page of the presentation, our equity KPI, already disclosed by Mr. Bossi at the beginning of this call.
Operator, I would open to the Q&A time section.
Thank you, madam. Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Giuseppe Mapelli of Equitas SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I have some questions. First of all, I would like to have to ask you an update of the merger process between IFIS and La Scogliera. And my second question is on ERC. I don't know if it's possible to have a sort of duration of this ERC. You stated, Mara, that, let's say, the bulk of the cash-in will be recorded in the first 10 years. Let's say I would like to have some more color on the expected time on this ERC indicator. And my last question is on the new approach towards the evaluation of judicial workout. Can you help us to understand what is the technicalities behind this approach and what is the reason behind the higher cost recorded and consider as one-off in the first quarter. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mappelli. As regards the merger, we are studying some aspect of the merger, and as we declared the base properly in April, that probably the merger will take place before the end of the year. So far, nothing has to say. It's a very plain operation. We are on the process of studying the operation for the best result possible. As regards the ERC, Mara?
As far as the ERC is concerned, it's, as always, when you are eating, the appetite comes eating, you know? So that's the way. We know that is like that. I can tell you, as I said, our first time giving the ERC is already, I would say, something that we achieved really, okay, in terms of a target that we gave ourselves and the target that of transparency that we wanted to share with the market. At the same time, we are not going to any additional disclosure on that. So in terms of duration, I already told you that the main part, really main part, is 10 years. Okay, but we decided to give 15 years because really in our business model, we never leave, okay, a position without the possibility to be recovered during the entire time of the position. That's the reason why we wanted to adopt 15 years instead of 10, that is, we know, market practice, okay? So, said that, the difference is really not as important as it is, you know, something that needs to be mentioned, okay, giving 10 years duration. So that's a new approach. Okay, the reason why we are adopting continuously, okay, I would say approaches that are improving and evolving, okay, in the valuation of the NPL area is really strictly correlated to the fact that every single day we are improving the efficiency of the collection, of the entire machine. There is no quarter where we have not introduced something new. That's the reason why, the reason why even the accounting, let's say, is mirroring, I would say, the vitality, okay, of the area. Said that, we have two things, so one evolution, let's say, and one first adoption. In the first adoption, okay, we have either an impact on the net banking income, so positive, and correlated costs that were suspended, okay, waiting for the evidence in terms of cash, in terms of, let's say, process. Okay, so always that was, let's say, always, okay, the case of the accounting for this area. When we had decided that we had enough history, so enough data, for giving a evaluation from a new evaluation could be adopted by the risk management, okay, according to the positive impact on the P&L, of course, we needed to accrue also the cost. There is a correlation. That's the simple answer. I don't know if it's clear.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Ms. Simonetta Chiriotti of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question, and I really appreciated the more detailed disclosure that you gave on the NPL. My first question is on the impact of the PPR. Could you please recap the total impact and where you have accounted it? So if it is 100% in the corporate business or also in the leasing, or where should we consider this item. The second is related to your last answer. I've understood the mechanism, but which is the nature of these costs that have emerged due to the adoption of the risk model? And finally, my last question is more strategic. We have seen really low purchases in the quarter. You have explained why. Going forward, what do you expect? Do you expect to see more liquidity in your core business of consumer unsecured when the big GACS securitization wave is completed, or should we see if it's buying other types of assets, so going beyond the core business of consumer unsecured? Thank you.
You're welcome. So as far as the PPA, your first question, 20 million euro in enterprises, 1.4 in governance and services, totally 21.8 in the quarter. Okay?
Sí.
Another important thing, we have disclosed in the account, in the report account, the remaining part of expected effects coming from reversal of the PPA in the coming years, okay? Totally, we still have around 300 million euro of reversal of PPA expected for the coming years, okay? So that's also important to be mentioned, okay? Then, the nature of costs related to the 9 million euro is mainly indirect tax related again to the fact of the legal approach, the legal recovery, okay?
Sorry, Mara, you cannot say taxes.
No.
It is in the voice is taxes, but is the contributo unificato used for the stamp duty for the documentation that you have to present to the judge to obtain your sentences. So judicial costs, I could say.
Okay.
Yep.
And as far as looking forward, what we do, we should expect in terms of NPL acquisitions, two things. For sure, okay, the market is concentrated on what's GACS compliant at the moment, but if we will, everyone, let's say, has to take into consideration what's going on after September, okay, and that's one point. And of course, the new stock of unsecured consumer credit is produced, let's say, at the same levels as in the past, according to the data, okay? And so, I mean, there is a bulk that at the moment, let's say, the unsecured consumer credit companies, at least, are producing and is not on the market. Secondary, I should say that there are players at the moment that were working in the unsecured consumer market at the origination level, okay, so buying at the origination level, that are leaving the market. Third thing, I said at the beginning during the presentation that we are not available to buy at any price, okay? And the reason why is because we have enough, let's say, NPL stock portfolio at the moment for the, let's say, profitability that is expected to be created from this business unit in the strategic plan. So, no rush in buying.
Thank you. So you, at this point in time, you wouldn't anticipate the possibility of buying different type of assets?
Not really today.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Christian Carese of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the clarification on the NPL area. I was wondering if you can give us a guidance on what do you expect from the new acquisition of the company specializing in salary-backed loans. If I remember, you said 8 million euro as of today is the loan book. So what do you expect the contribution from this company? And do you see any synergies with the other division? And the second question is UniCredit is going to sell 1 billion euro unsecured loans. Are you going to bid for that portfolio, or if you can give us an idea just to understand the possible new acquisition? And finally, just on the ERC, you gave this number. What are your expectations? Do you think that you can increase with the judicial process this number, 1.8 billion euro over the 15 years? Thank you.
Thank you, Christian. As regards the UniCredit portfolio, of course, I cannot say any words. The only point is that, as you can imagine, we are present in every deal referred to consumer unsecured, or broadly speaking, unsecured loans. So that's the only point I prefer to stress, nothing more. Other question, Marcos?
It is related to the capital scene.
Yeah. As regards the salary back loans, you know that our strategy, part of our strategy to add units, businesses that are very close to the businesses in which we are involved. Capital SIN and the salary-backed loans makes no exception to this rule. We think that we can use the activity of this unit in favor of others, of other our assets or other clients we have. The figure of the non-material value of assets of the unit at the end of 2017 is something that will of course change in a very significant way in 2018. You will see results, very different, significantly different results in terms of total assets in this unit in the next quarters. Again, a closed unit that will help other units to better perform their activities. I think to be sufficiently clear. Marcia, that's the moment. Oh, well, regarding the ESC, again, I understand that yes, Mara told you, and I agree, ESC is a very juicy information for all of you interested in the NPLs. But I would like you to stay, let's say, to stay at this point. We will see. Of course, if you ask me if we will to increase the ERC, my answer is yes.
Sure.
We'll do it, of course, yes. But I cannot declare any other thing, Mara.
According to what we see in the clusters of the NPL that we have presented, okay, and according to this great focus on the judicial collection, okay, and again, looking at the numbers that are represented in page 12, where gross book value of 2 billion are still waiting for the judicial workout, and the book value on gross is 13% at the moment. Thinking that a part of those can go first to 20 and then to 36, where the other two levels of the judicial are, okay, according to the capacity of the bank in working as fast as possible, just this part, okay, ERC needs to be expected to grow. At the same time, we will have positions, but not at the same pace, not at the same volume, not with the same amount, okay, that from the reperforming area could go again, let's say, in an area not staging, but, you know, of not performing, let's say, because, for example, a person could not maintain a job. Then, if I add also that part of positions could be collected thanks to the new capital fin, machine, okay, and so it means adding another financial instrument to the total collection, of course, that gives us confidence that this number is, I don't want to say quarter by quarter, you know, but is, needs to be seen in the direction of growing. Otherwise, it means that the machine is not able to retransform the positions, okay, in reperforming from NPLs. And we still have, something like 9 on 13 billion euros, which are at 2% book value on gross.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We have a follow-up question from Ms. Simonetta Chiriotti of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, I was listening to your last answer, but if we will see in future growth in the ERC, this means that your collection machine is more efficient than today, because I suppose that the ERC that you have disclosed basically consider the collection rate that you have in your models currently. Is it correct?
Simonetta, is not completely correct. ERC is a very rough indicator that is largely used in the market, but you have to take into consideration that even if you buy a portfolio, a new portfolio, the only action of buying a new portfolio increases your ERC.
As well as a sale of a part of the portfolio represents a decrease in this indicator.
So the indicator is important, but you have to take into consideration the indicator with care, with the due care, because if not, you can go off road because an increase could be the result of acquisition, an increase could be a result of a better management, and an increase could be a result of a sale.
Of course, that's absolutely true, what you said, Simonetta. So ERC is the expected cash collection at the moment. Okay, if we collect better, and that's the case for the evidence that we have now, as for example, what we show you from the portfolios, that we are managing at the moment, that the ERC is increasing.
Okay.
Mr. Bossi, ladies, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so I would like to thank you, all of you, and I would say again, sorry for postponing this call, and for every single question that you could have, please mail me whatever question, and I will go back to you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.